This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the struggle of a Chinese doctor on the American frontier. First this, at last something from technology that might actually improve our lives, that may allow you to gossip and talk all you want at your cubicle without being overheard. It's a new tech gadget, kind of like the cone of silence. It's called Babbel. Our tech contributor, Shenny Jardin, hears all, sees all, visited the inventors, and tested the device on herself.
And as you hear the sound of my voice, you can understand everything I'm saying, but now we're going to turn the application on, and you're going to hear how my voice changes. And here I am talking to you from inside.
Babbel scrambles my speech back into a meaningless murmuring stream. To find out how it works, I visited the lab in Burbank where research firm Applied Minds designed the device with office furniture company Herman Miller. The lab sits inside a converted warehouse, and Applied Minds co-founder Danny Hillis escorts me down a long hallway that leads to an old-fashioned phone booth.
The blue moon jumps over the purple sky.
It's as if the Batcave just opened up to welcome us. All of a sudden, the phone booth becomes a door, swinging open to reveal a vast room filled with engineers, gadgets, computers, and big ideas.
This is really where the secret laboratories are.
To our left, two employees are hunched behind a computer monitor. We can see that they're talking, but something sounds very different here. Hillis and I are standing about 2 feet away on the other side of their desk, on top of which sits a small gray device. It looks like a miniature space heater. This is Babbel.
It's almost spooky that you can't understand them. It's almost like magic.
Then, Hillis and I take a few steps forward, and now we're inside the invisible wall of Babbel-encrypted sound. When we huddle up close behind the desk, their conversation sounds normal to us again.
Well, this is about just under 500 lumens where I'm running it now.
But if we take a few steps farther back again, Babbel works by electronically listening to conversation, then repeating what it hears at random. Hillis explains that it's the audio version of standing behind a bush if you're trying to hide in the woods.
And it's sort of doing the acoustic equivalent of that. It's finding the acoustic leaves that are in the conversation and tearing those off and using those as camouflage for the real meaning.
Hillis explains that our natural human need to extract meaning from speech is what makes nearby conversations so distracting in an open environment. Not the sound itself. He says that's why Babbel was designed to blur noise rather than extinguish it.
It's not so much noise that's distracting, because people are in situations of high noise environments all the time, but it is meaning that's distracting. So if you walk into a crowded restaurant, there may be quite a din, but it can be quite pleasant. On the other hand, if somebody's talking very quietly right next to you, but they're talking about some intimate story that you don't really want to hear, that can be quite unpleasant.
Hillis shows me another prototype of Babbel that plugs into a desktop phone. And a mobile edition of the device is also planned, which might solve the universal problem of being stuck in a public place when you need to have a private cell phone conversation. Hillis sees one potential use for the technology in hospitals, where sensitive information is often exchanged in the open.
I would be much more comfortable if the person that was interviewing me had one of these devices, so that everybody in the waiting room wasn't hearing every answer I was giving.
Babbel is one of many projects which will be handled by a new subsidiary of Herman Miller called Sonare Technologies, which was formed to create and market products that treat sound as an element of design. Sonare's president, Bill DeKreif, says he wants to combat the traditional design approach to sound.
A lot of energy around absorbing sound, a lot of energy around blocking sound, and treating sound as though it were an illness.
But sound isn't an illness, argues DeKreif. It's a normal part of our life. We like hearing human voices, and natural sound is a good thing that can make offices more pleasant to work in. And that's why Babbel was designed to rehash speech into, well, Babbel. Herman Miller will begin selling Babbel in July. For NPR News in Los Angeles, I'm Shenny Jardin.
Okay, listen up. You can actually see a picture of the mysterious Babbel device and get more information at our website, npr.org.